FM 94.3 WJTL. There you go. This is a fun question on the hotline. That's Charlie Peacock and Vince Ebo down in the lowlands. And thank you so much for calling 717-397-8090. Lisa from Ephrata telling Lisa that, yes, she was at that show, too.
Yeah, she was at the Jersey show.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that cool?
It was.
And I love that she said that hardly anybody was there, so she felt like it was more special, more intimate, which was good.
You know, I felt that way. I was at Drexel University to see the Lost Dogs in the, like, 95, right around there, 94, yeah. I think it was. And that's what I loved about that show, because the Charlie Peacock's Out of the Grave Sight and Sound show, you know, we were at Sight and Sound.
Well, yeah.
It was our show, but we were there, and it's, you know, a lot of people. Yeah. And I loved the Lost Dog Show. I'm like, this is so great. It's so intimate.
Yes.
So I totally understand that.
717-397-8090. Call the WJTL listener hotline. Let us know the first Christian concert you ever attended.
Weather-wise today, becoming partly sunny, high 51, partly cloudy tonight, low 31, mostly sunny tomorrow. Highs expected near 55, and we should be near 76 with sunny skies by Friday. 33 right now in Harrisburg and Lancaster, and 30 in York.
Our friends from Veritas Academy hanging out with us this morning. Leslie, Nicole, Clay, and Maddie are here. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
It's always great to have you here, Leslie.
Leslie's
with us.
Here.
Leslie Bustard is the producer of the show that they are currently doing. And Leslie, before we get to the show, tell us about Veritas Academy.
Veritas Academy has been around for 20 years. We're a classical Christian school. We're located in Loyola, Pennsylvania. And we have preschool, and they're actually housed at Highland Presbyterian Church. And
right.
Then kindergarten through 12th grade is in the old Loyola Elementary School building.
Yeah.
We've been there, I don't know how long we've been in that building, but as a school we've been around for, this is our 21st year.
Wow. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Our school is unique in the fact that it follows a philosophy, a classical philosophy, where the years of being at Veritas are divided into the grammar stage, where kids, when young kids in elementary school are really into memorizing and singing and learning and like soaking up through memorizing, we really focus on that. And then when you're in the seventh or ninth grade stage, that's what we call the logic stage. That's when kids are really into like arguing and wanting to know more whys and how to process why and how. And so we do kids in seventh to eighth grade, they take logic classes.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of what
That's
we
logical.
Learn, right? A lot of what we learn in the books and in history is to also focus on the logic stage. And then the high schoolers, which we call secondary. Secondary really goes from seventh to 12th graders, but the second half of secondary, 10th through 12th, is what we call the rhetoric stage. And that really that focuses on the writing and the speaking and the, you know, and when you're an older high school, you're really interested in how am I coming across to the world and am I making sense and can I pull it together and help people hear me and see me well.
Right.
And so that's what we focus on. We read the great books as well, study Latin and other languages. So that's like a quick synopsis.
And you're doing Much Ado About Nothing. And I love that you have taken the Shakespeare and combined it with a musical. Tell us about that quickly.
Yeah, so it's very fun.
Yeah.
I love doing Shakespeare with kids. This is, I think, my fifth Shakespeare show that I've done with high schoolers in the past 5-10 years. And so we were wanting to do something that would kind of bring in more kids and give them a way to have fun with it. So we set it in the 40s on an American Army base.
How interesting.
And so all the kids are wearing these really fantastic 40s costumes. We have a fantastic, I just can't say enough about Chris Hash, who is our costume person. And they're going to be wearing army costumes and general costumes.
That's
cool. And nurse uniforms.
So when is the show?
So the show is, I also want to say one more thing. We're
yes.
also singing songs like I Could Write a Book.
Yeah.
And Let's Call the Whole Thing Off. And so
that's
it's really
so
fun.
It
also won't be as long as most Shakespeare shows are. We've edited it down because Shakespeare's
it's only
gonna be 3 days
this time.
Free.
Yeah.
So exactly.
Yeah, that's funny.
So the show is in a couple of weeks, Friday and Saturday, April 20th and 21st. On Friday night, it's at 7 p.m. On Saturday, it's at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets are $10. We are actually doing it at the current Loyola Elementary School.
Very cool. And can they get the information online if they need to?
veritasacademy.com. They can call the school office, and I need to pull that number up. But they can also buy tickets at the door.
Okay. Well, you can. We'll get back to that. And also, Nicole Horton is with us. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Nicole is directing the show. Tell us about the show. What are you enjoying? What's it like? Give us a little overview.
Well, I love Shakespeare, so I was very excited when Leslie came up with the idea that we should do a Shakespeare show this year, and Much Ado is by far my absolute favorite Shakespeare. I feel like it's probably the most accessible of his shows if you're not familiar with Shakespeare, or you're one of those, or you're like, oh, it's just not my thing. It's very funny. Shakespeare's comedies are actually very slapstick in nature, so we've added a lot of that. If you're familiar with the show, The Watch of Messina, we have them as military police, and there's a lot of slapstick with them in the show. Beatrice and Benedict's relationship is so fun. And the other thing that I really like about this show is you look at the relationships in the show, and it's relatable to relationships that people have today.
Right.
You know,
right.
We've all had that boy or that girl that we have a crush on. And so we're kind of mean to them, and we banter back and forth. And so I feel like, even though Shakespeare is heightened, you can find a lot of your own life experience, your own human experience within the shows.
Sure. Very cool. And Maddie is with us. Maddie Fisher is playing Beatrice. Good morning again, Maddie.
Good morning.
I love that you said that you like playing Maddie because she's almost as sassy, or like playing Beatrice, she's almost as sassy as you are.
Yes.
In real life. Tell us a little bit about your character.
Beatrice is, well, in our story, Beatrice is part of the Women's Army Corps.
Ah.
So I am a sergeant, question mark? Yes.
Yes, question mark.
It's good that you know that.
I'm a sergeant, and so Shakespeare portrays Beatrice. She's one of the strongest female characters that he writes. She is headstrong and convinced that she will never find a man good enough to be her husband.
Ah,
and there's this one guy that really just ticks her off, and that is Benedict.
Okay, and you guys are going to do a little scene for us. Set it up for us, Maddie, if you could, between you two.
So I am on the army base, and Benedict has just arrived, and I am annoyed at him for just existing. There's really like not very much context for my annoyance to him.
Okay, you're just annoyed.
Yes.
So here's Maddie Fisher as Beatrice and Clay Martin as Benedict in Much Ado About Nothing. Take it.
I wonder that you will still be talking, Signor Benedict. Nobody marks you.
What, my dear Lady Disdain, are you yet living?
Is it possible Disdain should die when she hath such food for feed as Benedict? Courtesy itself must convert to disdain when you come in her presence.
Then is courtesy a turncoat? But it is certain I am loved of all ladies, only you excepted. And I could find in my heart that I had not a hard heart, for truly, I love none.
A dear happiness to women. They would else be troubled with a pernicious suitor. I would rather hear a dog bark at a crow than a man swear he loves me.
God keep your ladyship still in that mind. So some gentleman or other shall escape some predestinate scratched face.
Scratching could not make it worse to a face like yours.
Well, you are a rare parrot, teacher.
A bird of my tongue is better than a beast of yours.
I would my horse had the speed of your tongue, and so good a continuer. But keep your way, in God's name, I have done.
You always end with a jade's trick. I know you of old.
Wow. Some serious back and forth on that one. Much Ado About Nothing is happening with Veritas Academy. It's April 20th and the 21st. It's set in the 40s with jazz standards. Very interesting. Get information online, veritasacademy.com. Did you find that phone number yet? No, that's fine. Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, well, swing that mic over. Tell us the phone number to get tickets.
717-556-0690.
And it's happening at the current Leola Elementary School.
Yes, because we're in the old Leola Elementary
one.
School.
We will talk more with the gang coming up in just a bit, so stick around. Back to the music with Nomads and Natives. This is Don't Want to Let You Go on WJTL.